know this has not been a first and hopefully will not be the last conversation to leverage finance for transboundary cooperation and sustainable natural resource management beyond project finance. The JEF is here to support these efforts, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Claude, and thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experience and sharing with us your advice. And of course, which comes to me as a main message is, we as water people, we shouldn't think we can solve everything. I think we should work together as the more technical people with the finance people and with the private sector. And it's now my pleasure to turn to Sonja Koppel, who is the secretary of the Water Convention, also for her final remarks.
Thank you very much. A lot has been said on the need for further capacity building at global, regional, and basin levels. I think we have also seen here that we need to show the benefits of transboundary cooperation at highest political level in order to mobilize finances at national level, at international level, both public and private. And that's why bringing water to the attention of these high political levels is so important. At the, like through the UN Water Conference, as it happened in March this year, at the COP28, also at the upcoming meeting of the parties to the Water Convention, which will take place in September next year in Slovenia, and where we will have a high-level segment, which hopefully many of your ministers attend, because this is exactly also the role of the Water Convention, to be an intergovernmental platform at highest political level to mobilize support for transboundary water cooperation and to mobilize also partners for it. Secondly, I believe we have seen the importance of combining different sources of funding, starting with the national level budget, then bringing in international finance, and now we have seen that it can slowly be possible maybe also to mobilize private finance, even if there will still be a long way, and we need to replicate such examples as we have heard today from the OMVG, Blue Peace Finance, and other trust funds like start to exist in Okavango or in some Latin American countries or elsewhere around the world. We need to also bring in other sectors, such as the energy sector. I would like to just remind that even here tomorrow and the day after, we will continue discussion on this topic when the task force on the water, food, energy ecosystem nexus under the Water Convention will take place, where we have also specific joint sessions with the energy sector, exactly in order to look at the interlinkages between water and energy. Then I believe we need to speak to the finance people and also the finance ministry. And we've tried to bring finance ministries here, but so far not yet so successful. Maybe this can be a goal for the next workshop. We need to look at new opportunities for finance, for example, indeed from climate finance, as we have heard yesterday from the Green Climate Fund. And here I would just like to share with you that, as you all know, the COP28 is currently ongoing in Dubai. And even today has been a day of discussion in Dubai on water, peace, and security. And I joined the discussions online this morning, and I can tell you the room was full. So the climate community starts to see slowly the importance of water. Slowly, maybe even more slowly, also the importance of transboundary cooperation. So I really encourage you to continue talking to your climate people, to do what also the GCF has said in one of the sessions in Dubai, that GCF funding, Green Climate Fund funding, is also available for transboundary projects, as well as adaptation fund and others. And we really hope that also in the outcome documents from Dubai, end of next week, that water will remain in there. And hopefully also transboundary issues, such as in the discussion on the currently ongoing discussion on the global golden adaptation. Finally, I would like to encourage you all to bring home the messages and the lessons from this event, to think about what you can do yourself. Talk to people from the other sector, talk to your own colleagues in the finance ministry. Try to develop a project proposal. Look at the different publications. Contact the people whom you have met here in order to build your own network. And try to carry forward this topic at your own level, because everybody, I believe, can do something and can do much more than we thought than you would probably think. Finally, I would really like to say a big thank you to everybody who was involved in this workshop, and a big thank you here to actually our lead parties, Netherlands and Switzerland, with whom we would not be able to be here, and who have actually also pushed us in the Secretariat to bring this topic on the agenda. So I would really like to thank very much, firstly, the two co-chairs, Dimka and Niels, for all the support, not only in this workshop, but also over the last 6 years. And I would like to give a short applause to them. Then, but it's not only the two lead parties, it's also the other partners which have helped to prepare this workshop and partly also financed it. So, a big thank you to Jeff and IWLearn, to ADB, Asian Development Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, OECD, UNCDF, and World Bank, as well as also Senegal. Thank you very much for all your contributions. Then, in addition, also thank you to all other presenters and partners who have come here, especially those from outside of the water sector, to the financial and private sector people who maybe do not see so much who do not work with water so much and even much less transboundary. It was not easy to bring them here, but I would really like to thank all the presenters, and particularly those from outside the water sector. Then also big thanks to the technical staff, to the interpreters, and to all of you, all participants who have traveled from far. And finally, a big thank you to the whole Secretariat team, to the whole team of the Water Convention, namely Diane, Julien, Camille, and Lien, but also